Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for June 2018. Greetings everyone. Presidential Comment leads tonight's official broadcast. Reporting from Blenheim, it's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening everyone. Later Jim will be giving you an update on business from our AGM and conference in Dunedin. I would like to add a big thanks on behalf of all our members to the team at the Otago branch for organising a very successful weekend at Mosgiel. I enjoyed the weekend, and I know I can speak for all those of those that attended that it was a most enjoyable amateur radio event. Now is the time to make preliminary plans for our next conference on Queen's Birthday weekend next year in New Plymouth. We had a great time there in 2005, and I'm looking forward to 2019. Shortly, Debbie will have details on the planned new venue for 2020, which will be a bit of a surprise for many of you. You will recall from my past comments in the official broadcast and my column in Break-In that Council must know of all branches that have equipment and Chorus sites. Chorus traces its lineage back to the New Zealand Post Office via Telecom and Spark. Council need to know this so we can make new arrangements for siting of that equipment, as Chorus will eventually start charging commercial rates if it remains on standalone racks, not co-located on racks of companies that purchase space off Chorus. We are making progress and have identified the following branches so far: Far North, Whangarei, Waikato VHF, Napier, Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, Marlborough, South Canterbury and Southland. If you have equipment at a Chorus site and your branch is not listed, please contact me or Debbie at headquarters as soon as possible. The risk of not contacting us is that your branch could be retrospectively charged commercial rates by Chorus in the future, backdated to about now. Council is working on a solution with a company that rents space off Chorus. That company is currently working on a technology upgrade and will be able to give us more attention later this year. This has been a useful exercise so far, as in two cases we have identified issues with equipment antennas that needed immediate attention. AREC is an important part of what we do and provides valued input to search and rescue and civil defence communications. To carry out this function, AREC is always on the lookout for amateurs with an interest in any aspect of emergency communications to help out at the branch level. If you have an interest in this area and would like to help out, please make contact with your nearest branch AREC section leader. In the September-October edition of Break-In later this year, Council is planning on having a recruitment and training focus and will soon be contacting those hard-working people in branches that run training weekends for their input. If any listeners have ideas to contribute, please feel free to contact Council. Recently, Council was contacted by an amateur with an interest in UHF digital modes, pointing out that we really need more digital mode simplex frequencies in the 70 centimetre band. We have two volunteers put their hand up to look at this, and we would be interested in hearing from one or two more. Please contact Council if you would like to help. So with that, it's thanks to you, Jim, and good night to all listeners with an interest in amateur radio.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Now straight into key points from the recent NZART conference held in Dunedin. Subscriptions for 2019, no change. A rebate of $10 is applicable if paid by the 30th of November 2018. A call book in 2018 will be produced in hard copy and is expected to be included with your November-December break-in. To REMIT results in REMIT 1 was lost on voices. REMIT 2, lost on voices. And REMIT 3 was also lost on voices. REMIT 4 carried on voices. And REMIT 5, an amendment to this REMIT placed on behalf of the Wellington VHF Group Branch 74, was lost on voices. The original REMIT was then put and carried on voices. During the AGM, it was moved by President Stuart ZL2TW that honorary life membership of NZART be accorded to Celia Reid ZL1ALK, one of the founder members of New Zealand WARO. This motion was seconded by Vaughan ZL1VH, and the motion was carried with acclamation. Here's a little clip of the conversation as President Stuart ZL2TW advised Celia ZL1ALK via telephone of her honorary life membership.
Your Waro colleagues have put you forward with a very nice nomination for life membership, and I'm very pleased to tell you that the gathered members today have, by acclamation, have made you an honorary life member of NZART.
Oh, I don't deserve that, Heather. You don't do much.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to do as you're told. you've done an awful lot for amateur radio over the years, for YLs and the wider amateur radio fraternity, and we're very pleased to award that to you, and Topsy's accepted your badge and certificate on your behalf.
Well, thank you very much. No, I'm very honoured that you would think that. The ladies that actually were older than me have all passed on now, so I was the only one left of the originals. Yeah. But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes. Welcome, Celia.
Celia Reid, ZL1ALK of Papakura Branch 65, now an NZART Honorary Life Member. Breakin Awards for 2017 were presented by Mark ZL2UFI, the Breakin Editor. The Best Technical Article Award went to Peter Mulhair, ZL2IK. Best General Article for 2017 to Jim Reid, ZL1LC. And the Best Columnist, Gary Bold, ZL1AN. Each winner received a certificate and a copy of the 2018 ARRL Handbook. ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey Awards were made to Mike Duncan, ZL3MWD of Christchurch, Branch 05, and Richard Smart, ZL4FZ, Christchurch, Branch 05. Badges were presented for 100% examination passes in 2017 to David Ritten, ZL1RIT of North Shore, Branch 29, and Gary Ball, ZL1FAB, also of North Shore, Branch 29. The Rothschild Cup awarded for most successful examination passes for 2017. Again this year, it was awarded to Christchurch Branch 05 with 34 passes. Best examination result 2017 under 18 went to Joshua Paul, ZL1JJP of Christchurch Branch 05. And the youngest amateur best result for 2017, sponsored by Nelson Sound, went to Zach Tucker, ZL1TJZ from Auckland Branch 02. Conference 2019, and at the invitation of New Plymouth Branch 27, Conference 2019 is to be held at the Plymouth International Hotel in New Plymouth. And looking further ahead to 2020, a team from headquarters and Upper Hutt have been working on having Conference 2020 at Shantytown near Greymouth. More details in the future. To the Stirrers Award, and as usual, there were many contenders for the award, but the clincher was Mark ZL3AB for his article in the DX column of Breakin regarding computer logging of contacts as an April Fool's joke. It caused great consternation amongst members and added to Debbie ZL2DL's workload at headquarters, fielding irate telephone calls. Well, that's the key points from a well-organised and run conference. More details can be found on the NZART website in HQ info line number 374 that was published on the 8th of June. Onwards now to Upper Hutt, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, conference is again over for another year, and plans are already well underway for the 2019 annual conference in New Plymouth. Well done, Otago Branch, for a very well-run weekend of events. It's great to see we are able to hold our annual conferences alternating between the North and South Islands. Attending these weekends does come at a cost for everyone, which is why it's appreciated by Council that many of you can make it. Holding it in different islands allows those to attend on alternate years who live closer to the event. In saying this, it is a bit disappointing not to have a representative of branches who are almost on the doorstep of the host branch. We should all support these annual events. It's not merely a chance to meet up with old friends, but a great opportunity to hear what the various groups within NZART have accomplished throughout the year and see some new and exciting technologies. I'm also pleased to advise that a small group of us, Mark and Karen Gooding, Topsy Scott and my husband Steve and I, are making plans to hold the 2020 conference at Shantytown on the West Coast. Mark asked for a show of hands at the 2018 AGM as to how many would be interested. We appreciate that the West Coast is very much a destination, therefore needed to get an idea of how well it would be attended, and much to our surprise, a good 60 or more people were very keen. More details will be made available nearer the time. We will be holding a membership drive in 2019. There is considerable work to be undertaken for this to eventuate, which is where I need all of you who hold two call signs, that is primary and secondary, and one letter calls, to let me know. Last time we undertook a membership drive, the NZART database was not able to capture more than one call sign, and many current members received an invitation to join who were already members. Somewhat embarrassing and not very cost effective for NZART. Now we can store this information, I need to hear from you. However, some of you may already have advised your secondary call sign, so no need to do so again. The special price of $49.50 will be offered to non-members or lapsed members who have not been a financial member of NZART since prior to 2016. Well, that's enough from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Branch 28 will be holding their annual sale day on Saturday, July the 21st at their club rooms at the Whangarei Museum and Heritage Park, 500 State Highway 14, Manu in Whangarei. Auckland VHF Group will be attending with a selection of their trading table. The usual range of food will be available to purchase throughout the sale. Doors open for buyers at 10 a.m. Now, booking for sales tables at $10 for 900 millimetres are available. Contact Dave, ZL1DMA, 027 472 5519, 027 472 5519, or email alpha.secure@extra.co.nz, alpha.secure@extra.co.nz. In a change from previous years, there will not be a dinner. A build-your-own hamburger evening will be held at the club rooms commencing at 5:30 p.m. All the makings will be provided at $5 a burger. Tea and coffee will be provided free of charge. A pub-style quiz will be held. Bring your own health drinks. Bookings for the evening should be made to Rose at L1WRD, 09-436-0147. 09-436-0147 or email h.r.deverell@extra.co.nz, h.r.deverell@extra.co.nz, and do that by Monday the 16th of July. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club Annual Sale Day, Saturday 21st of July. It's time now for Waro News. It's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Waro Annual General Meeting took place during NZART Conference at Mosgiel. Marlene ZL1MYL remains president, with Bev ZL3OV vice president. Secretary Val ZL2FO and the treasurer is Heather ZL2TYF. Committee members and appointed members are the same as last year, with two additional members. We welcome Margaret, ZL3YF, and Anne-Marie, ZL1GIT, to the executive. Reports from attendees confirm that the conference alternative program was enjoyed by all, but the cold weather was not so popular. Congratulations to Celia, ZL1ALK, who was awarded life membership of NZART at the conference. Celia is a founder member of WARO from 1962 and has only recently given up her position on the WARO executive due to health problems, but is still active on the air. A desperate plea from Topsy, our bulletin editor, who is hoping that some members who attended conference will write about WARO-related activities of conference so that those of us who are unable to be there can read about what we missed. You can contact Topsy at her address, which is inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. The bulletin magazine will be in your inboxes very soon with a reminder that subs are now due. Remember to have a look at the Wairo webpage on qsl.net/nzwairo now and then. It's well worth the effort. The viewer counter on the websites indicates that some of our people have not yet had a look at this page. That's all for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairo, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Now, from New Plymouth Branch 27, a reminder that next conference is being held in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's Saturday 1st and Sunday 2nd of June 2019 at the Quality Plymouth Hotel. Accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. conference.zl2ab.com. Also from New Plymouth tonight, Branch 27 wishes to invite everyone to the Branch 27 Junk Sale on September the 1st. It's being held at the Mangori Hall. Tables are available at $20 a table. Selling will start from 10 a.m. More details, including a map to the venue, can be found on the Branch 27 website, zl2ab.com. zl2ab.com. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The Hibiscus Coast Radio Society has a 10-pin bowling night on Wednesday, the 11th of July, at Whangaparoa, starting at 7 p.m. Down now to the 29er newsletter of NZART Branch 29, North Shore. The next meeting will be on Monday, July the 2nd, where Vardy ZL1BXD will host a wine quiz, and that will be held at the club rooms at 400 East Coast Road, Sunnynook, on the North Shore. Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, has a junk sale on Tuesday the 17th of July at the club rooms, starting promptly at 7:30 p.m. This year, as well as the lots that are brought in on the night, there is equipment from a couple of disestablished ham shacks. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has an old-timers afternoon on Wednesday, June the 27th at 1:30 p.m. at the club rooms. And the club rooms are in the Philip Evans Reserve off Burt Street in Waterloo. And finally to Nelson Radio Club Branch 26 NZART. Just a heads up for the July meeting. A variety of test equipment will be available at the meeting, including a signal generator, modulation meter, oscilloscope, power meters, and hopefully a communications test setup, plus some other items as well. If you've got a particular piece of equipment that needs testing or has a particular fault, then this would be an ideal opportunity to test it. And that meeting will be on Wednesday, the 18th of July, starting 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, which is situated on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads in Nelson. And that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast for NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.